Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How the hell are y'all doing today? Me, I am fantastic because the cockles of my heart have been warmed by the emotional feel-good film, The Intern. Ben Whitaker is suffering from the malaise of retirement and looking for a new adventure in his twilight years. Ben applies for a senior intern position with one of Brooklyn's hottest startup companies. There, he is paired with the company's neurotic and antisocial founder, Jules Austin. Together, they form an unusual friendship, one that Jules will need if she is to successfully navigate what is ahead in her life. Y'all, The Intern was cute with a capital Q. It's like the Hallmark Channel, the Puppy Bowl, and one of those cat videos on YouTube all morphed together to form one megadose of grade A adorableness. Robert De Niro sells this film as the pumpkin-y old man that comes to save the day by offering sage advice to dumb hipsters. I thought the film was going to be 2 hours of geriatric humor. What's Instagram? How do I work this contraption? Who's Beyonce? And sure, there was some of that. But the true heart of the film is in examining how we treat one another as humans. Has our affinity for technology in the future mean that we must invariably do away with the practices of the past? And that's what's brilliant about the film. De Niro's character isn't rattling off "you kids these days" monologues ever seen. He's a progressive feminist who sees the utility in advancement and yet holds fast to the rituals that made him who he is. Anne Hathaway excels as the struggling businesswoman, allowing herself to feel worthy enough to have it all. Also, Hathaway paid homage to her former Devil Wears Prada self by flawlessly sashaying her designer wear itself through the halls of a company it ever seen. My gay cup runneth over. With that XL, I give The Intern a solid 4 X's out of 5. Like Joy Behar, I too have a hard-on for an old democratic socialist. Here's looking at you, De Niro.